The level of truth taught in the Aetherius Society is indeed powerful medicine. It can do great good. It can lead us to enlightenment and into the new age. But any tonic so potent must be handled with care. On this point, Dr. King spoke in an address on April 29th, 1973.
And finishing, I would like you to all appreciate that when you are giving the type of teachings that we are giving, teachings which are much deeper than any other teachings being given in these days, then you have to expect to be greatly disturbed by these teachings. If you were not greatly disturbed by them, then you would either be an adept or completely untruthful with yourself. And I want you to remember, too, that it is a demonstration of true, deep a compassion, which is made when a person, no matter who it is, tells the great truths, whether they disturb you personally or not. And the more they do disturb you, the more compassion is needed by the person who gives you these.
I think many on the spiritual path know that certain advanced spiritual practices can be dangerous. But far fewer know that truth, too, can be profoundly disturbing. However, because of Dr. King's deep compassion for mankind, he pushed the limit to the amount of truth he gave us. He expands upon this in the same address on April 29th, 1973.
Well, I am genuinely concerned, and always have been genuinely concerned, about the direction that people are taking, especially when you know from your past experience which has been proven to you over and over again, experience which has been backed up by the great cosmic masters, you know people are going in the wrong direction, and it concerns me greatly. And I want to do everything I can, repeat, everything I can to help those people. And not just talk to them, not just speak to them, but genuinely help them. I don't want to give them the pretty baubles around the Christmas tree. I want to give them the tree. There would be one motive only, that is to make people see truth in every aspect of it, because this truth, in every aspect, is the key which will unlock the door to their freedom. And there isn't another one. There's one and only one. There are not two. Not that I know of. It is true, which will set you free. A true statement like this is the type of thing which will set you free. When I made the statement that mankind was on this planet for one reason, and all other reasons were just a part of this one reason, to raise and control completely Kundalini so that he could go into the deepest of deep samadhi and become one with that upon which he meditated. This is the truth and the type of truth which sets people free. But it wasn't understood. It wasn't appreciated. Many people took umbrage to that one statement. And when I went further and said that this is more important than anything else you do, and everything that leads up to this, everything that leads up to this is more important than anything else you do, people looked at me rather sadly. And yet I knew that it was true. I've been trying to steer you in the right direction in thousands and thousands of different ways. And that's the true motive behind it all. To give you a realization, a deeper appreciation of these truths that you've heard. Not only just a partial appreciation, but a really deep appreciation of them, so that they really meant something to you. And I've used hundreds and hundreds of different ways to try and do this.
I think you can really feel our Master's deep compassion in his voice. He had such a love for us all that he pushed the limit in giving us as much truth as possible, in giving us a way to understand these truths and a way to use these truths to help us into the new age. Surely it is up to us to take these truths and use them as best we possibly can to help our world. Another deep truth he gave to us was the action by the adepts in the alien mission, where mankind was saved from a powerful alien intelligence by the five adepts. The date this entity was evicted from Earth is the second most important celebration upon Earth. Just a few weeks following this eviction, Dr. King spoke of a lesser-known truth behind this eviction and gave us important advice on how to treat such deep and important cosmic truths. This was given in an address on December the 12th, 1965.
I know of one intelligence who has taken a karma upon himself so that this earth could be saved, and that is the Master Babiji, Lord of the Earth. Had the Master Babiji not taken this karma upon himself, I think the alien intelligence, which was ejected from Earth on October the 26th, 1965, would not only still be here, but probably would have got hold of the spirit world, and from the spirit world directly been able to impress the minds of 99.999 recurring percent of the human race, causing total and complete mental enslavement. But the great ones, in their magnificent compassion, came into action. And I know that the Master Babiji himself took upon himself, personally, a tremendous amount of karma. I want you to know these things. I think it is your duty to know them, and I know that it is your duty to remember them and to be thankful for them. My friends, one last word, and this is probably some of the best advice that I can give you. Never take truth for granted. Never talk about truth in the same way as you talk about a meal, as you talk about fashion, as you talk about a television show. Always treat truth as a holy thing, emanating from the one source of truth. Always speak about truth with not only your brain, but even more important, your heart. Learn to love a truth better than you can possibly love any or all men. But don't take it for granted, and don't bandy it about as you would gossip. Never be blasé in the room of truth, for such is spiritual death. Spiritual life, the very essence of spiritual existence, is the correct treatment, the correct love for truth. If you have this love, if you treat truth as a sacred tree, then that tree will blossom for you, and you will enjoy the fruits of that tree, even though everything else starves of these fruits. What you have been told today is a deep aspect of truth. Treat it in the most sacred manner. Act in the light of this sacred treatment, and you will find a wonderful blossom in your heart. But immediately you take things like this for granted, that blossom will wither, and until you replant it, you will never, never really advance.
These are indeed deep cosmic truths and can change us greatly. They describe vital events in the history of our world. However, they can also be upsetting. To deal with the upset, it's good to remember that these truths are the keys to our enlightenment. Studying them, taking them into the silence, is a deep and advanced practice which will help us on our own path back to God realization. In our fourth and last class on truth, we will end with a potent practice to help you in your pursuit of truth. I would strongly suggest you listen to this in a location where you can be quiet and undisturbed, so as to go within.